जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय श्री नाम संकीर्तन की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो फिफ्थ chapter number 14, sorry, chapter entitled The Forest of Enjoyment. We are reading verse 18. Kvachit grahashrama karma chodanati bharagirim arukshamano loka vyasana karshitam manah kantaka sharkara kshetram pravishan ivasidati. These verses are in the prose form, so we will not be able to read or recite. So I will read the translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In household life, one is ordered to execute many yajnas and fruitive activities, especially the vivaha yajna, the marriage ceremony for sons and daughters, and the sacred thread ceremony. These are all the duties of a grihastha, and they are very extensive and troublesome to execute. They are compared to a big hill over which one must cross when one is attached to material activities. A person desiring to cross over these ritualistic ceremonies certainly feels pains like the piercing of thorns and pebbles endured by one attempting to climb a hill. Thus, the conditioned soul suffers unlimitedly. Purport. There are many social functions for keeping a prestigious position in society. In different countries and societies, there are various festivals and rituals. In India, the father is supposed to get his children married. When he does so, his responsibility to the family is complete. Arranging marriages is very difficult, especially in these days. At the present moment, no one can perform the proper ritual of sacrifice, nor can anyone afford to pay for the marriage ceremony of sons and daughters. Therefore, householders are very much distressed when they are confronted by these social duties. It is though they were pierced by thorns and hurt by pebbles, material attachment is so strong that despite the suffering, one cannot give it up. Prahlad Maharaj therefore recommends, Hitvatma patam grahamanda kupam vanam gatoyad harimashrayeta. The so-called comfortable family position is compared to a dark well in a field. If one falls in a dark well covered by grass, his life is lost. Despite his cry for rescue, highly advanced spiritualists therefore recommend that one should not enter the grihastha ashram. It is better to prepare oneself in the brahmacharya ashram for austerities and remain a pure brahmachari throughout one's life so that one will not feel the piercing thorns of material life in the grihastha ashram. In the grihastha ashram, one has to accept invitations from friends and relatives and perform ritualistic ceremonies. By so doing, one becomes captivated by such things, although he may not have sufficient resources to continue them. To maintain the grihastha lifestyle, one has to work very hard to acquire money. Thus, one is implicated in material life and he suffers the thorn pricks. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamhayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate गोपेशः गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते जयतां सुरतौ पंगो मम मंद मतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्व पदाम्बोजो राधा मदन मोहनो दिव्यावृंदारण्यकद्रुमद श्रीमद्रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद्राधा श्रील गोविंद देवो प्रेष्ठालिभि सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भि वंशी वटतटस्थित कर्षन् वेणु स्वनेर्गोपी गोपीनाथाय श्रीयेस्तु नः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती इति नामिने श्रीवार्षभानवे देवे दयिताय कृपाब्दये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्रीरूपानुग भक्तिद श्रीगौरा करुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे श्रीरूपानुग विरुद्धाप अपसिद्धांत ध्वांत हारिणे नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षाद वैराग्य मूर्तये विप्रलंब रसांबोधे पादांबुजाय ते नमः नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगवराय ते गौराविर्भाव भूमेस्वं निर्देष्टः सज्जन प्रिया वैष्णव सार्वभौमश्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपाः सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something on today's verse. Srimad Bhagavatam is Paramhamsa Samhita and it has so many wonderful pastimes of the Lord, different philosophical understandings, instructions, reciprocation of the Lord and his devotees. And today we are reading this fifth canto which describes this forest of material enjoyment. And this is a very beautiful chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, or these are the instructions by Jadbharat Maharaj to King Rahugana. And he has dedicated two complete chapters for this. Now Srimad Bhagavatam has 333 chapters. Out of that 90 chapters, they describes exclusively in 10th canto for Krishna. Definitely the whole Bhagavatam is the glories of Lord and his devotees. But these two chapters, Jadbharat Maharaj is instructing Rahugana about the purpose of the human life and how to fulfill that purpose. So when I was just going through this again in order to reflect on these verses, I was thinking a practical life, because today's verse is mentioning that how it is difficult for a grihastha to perform various rituals or the responsibilities, especially the sons and the children's getting married. So For practical sense, everybody has entered this forest of enjoyment, every living entity. And Srimad Bhagavatam, when it is spoken by Shukdev Goswami or Asuta Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam itself says, Yasyanu Bhavam Akhilam Shruti Saramekam Adhyatma Deepam Aditirshatamondham Samsari Naam Karunayah Purana Guhyam Tam Vyasa Sunam Upayami Gurum Munina. This is a beautiful prayer offered by Suta Goswami to Shukdev Goswami. And he says, the Bhagavatam is Yasya Anubhava, Yasya Anubhava Akhalam Shruti Saramekam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Vedic scriptures. And it is not just the essence. With that, a very beautiful adjective or a verb is explained is Yasya Anubhava. So Srimad Bhagavatam, when spoken by Shukdev Goswami or Asuta Goswami, or when Srila Narad Muni is preaching, or Jadabharat Maharaj is preaching to Rahugana, is Yasya Anubhava. They have experienced that knowledge. So today's verse, specifically trying to practice staying with devotees, so can't much relate to this verse of how difficult it is for the parents to get their children married, but definitely we have seen our parents doing their responsibilities and how difficult it is to perform or to complete these responsibilities. So I was just thinking that when I was teaching in college, and we used to give certain exams. So there are two types of exam. One is a theory exam and one is a practical exam. So during theory exam, you just read the books, the questions are there, you keep certain things in mind, and you just reproduce on paper. That is theory exam. But when it comes to practical exam, so specifically this practical, generally theory exam is maximum 3 hours, but our practical exams would be of 6 hours, 5 hours. And we will give a problem statement to a student. That problem statement will be just 3 or 4 lines. He has to read that problem statement, he has to identify the problem, and then he is given 5 to 6 hours to get the solution or to solve that problem. Specifically, these are practical hands-on things. And that problem statement is 4 lines, and to answer it requires 6 hours. And it's hands-on. Generally, if it's a written exams, you can copy from somebody. But the hands-on practical exams, the results, you have to show the results, and then only you get a marks, right? So similarly, I was thinking, Jadabharat Maharaj is putting a big problem statement in front of Rohugan, that what is the futility of this material world? And he is describing that how a person enters this forest of material enjoyment. But Srimad Bhagavatam is all-encompassing, and specifically this verse speaks about the Grihastha Ashram, and many of the devotees or the Mahabhagavatas in Srimad Bhagavatam are the Grihasthas. Specifically, if we see, Srila Narad Muni is a spiritual master, and practically he is spiritual master and he has so many disciples. And how many disciples? So at least if we count, thousands of disciples we can say. Now how thousands of disciples? So we may say, oh, okay, he has preached to Dhruva Maharaj, he is guru to Prahlad Maharaj, so many, but yes, he has met thousands of disciples at a time. That is in Daksha's episode. First, he had 10,000 sons, Srila Narad Muni preached to them, and everybody accepted the renounced order of life. Later, he had second sets of sons, and again, Narad Muni preached to him, and they also dedicated their life completely to Krishna. Now, if we see this explanation of forest of material enjoyment, how graphically it describes that a person is promised happiness in this life, he enters inside the forest as a merchant, and the first thing happens is he is plundered. And it's not in the forest that a person is plundered, because this material, this episode of Bhagavatam compares material world to a forest. But elsewhere it also explains or compares to ocean, material of nations or the material ocean. So everywhere the plunderers are there. Whether you are traveling through a forest, whether you are traveling through ocean or whichever path you take. So these plunderers are there. And then once you enter the forest, definitely there are wild animals. The tigers, the jackals, and such graphic example. And this is compared to a person who is entangled into this material world. So I was just thinking, if such kind of explanation is given to a modern youth and describing them the lacunas or the difficulties of grihastha life, in spite of getting moros, they may become happy. Why? Because nobody wants to take responsibilities. And they can justify, oh see, material life is so difficult, so let's not get married. Then what? Just enjoy. No responsibilities. If Srimad Bhagavatam says that a wife is compared to a tigress or our children are compared to a jackals, better not get married. And that's why then we get live-in relationships or a studio flats. And person may say, he may justify, see, it is so difficult, so let's not get entangled into this. But the point is, they get more suffering. Because Lord says in Gita, yah shastram vidhi musrujya vartate kama kaharata na sa siddhim avapnoti na sukham na param gatim. Because the idea of responsibility is avoided, but the idea of enjoyment is not given up. That's why in the previous discussion of this same episode it comes, like Srila Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur says that param drushtva nivartante. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinam rasovarjam rasopasya param drushtva nivartate. So last time also we discussed this verse, but he says that param drushtva nivartate, until and unless one gets the higher test, one cannot give up the lower test. So one way of keeping away ourselves from the sense enjoyment is always saying no, no, no to it. Niraharasya dehina. Okay, don't accept those sense objects. Keep, try to away from them. Or learn from scriptures how they are wrong, how it can agitate, how it is a cause of misery. So he says, Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina. But then he says, raso varjam. But it is very difficult to give up the taste. Now he writes in the purport that sometimes a person may give up the thing. And he says, for example, a diseased person, he is being told not to eat sweets. And so he is not eating sweet. And somebody is saying, oh see, how much renounced he is that he is not eating sweet. But he is eating because that condition is imposed on him. So that is the one way of keeping oneself away from the sense gratification. But what Krishna says is, what is the long lasting or the actual way of getting happy in this world is param drushtva nivartate. One more place, that somebody may say, oh, let me enjoy this world, I don't want to take responsibilities. But Krishna says, responsibility is not a problem. Desiring to enjoy in this world is a problem. So again, elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, he explains, yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate adyanta vanta kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. So by hearing or reading these episodes, one may feel, oh, this kind of life or this lifestyle or the grihastha lifestyle is so very difficult. But the actual problem is yehi samsparshaja bhoga. Whichever ashram, whichever state of life we are in, the problem is, what is the origin of the miseries? Because we are trying to mitigate the miseries in this world. Dukkhoshadam tadapi dukkham taddiyaham bhuman bhramami vradame tavadhasya yogam. Because Prahlad Maharaj also says, sometimes when we overcome the miseries, we try to solve the miseries. We try to avoid the problem. We try to see how I can overcome this miseries. But what is the source of miseries? Because if the source of misery is known, then we can work upon it and the miseries are completely eradicated. So Krishna says, yehi samsparsha cha bhoga. As soon as a person desires to enjoy, yehi samsparsha cha bhoga, dukkha yonaya evate. A very beautiful word, because origin is yoni here. So the different living entities, they appear through different yonis, 84 lakh species we say. But what is the yoni of miseries in this world? The yoni, the source of misery in this world is that the desire to enjoy. That's why the forest of enjoyment. As soon as there is desire to enjoy, yehi samsparsha bhoga, dukkha yonaya evate. The miseries started coming in our life. But then Krishna says, adyanta vanta konteya. Oh, and, O Arjuna, so-called enjoyment in this world, it has beginning and end. Adyanta vanta. Definitely there is some enjoyment, some sense of enjoyment. Otherwise, why people would perform such acts? Definitely the soul is looking for some enjoyment. And there is some enjoyment in the material pleasures as well, even though it is described to be water in a mirage. So, adyanta vanta kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. The intelligent person will never engage in such pleasures. So then, every activity we perform in this world is we are seeking the pleasure. And the solution is that one has to take to the spiritual life. So my humble question to all of you, and I would also raise my hand, but just to know, is spiritual life difficult? So actually the spiritual life is difficult, because if somebody would say that, oh, if you say this forest of enjoyment is so difficult, what is the solution then? Then we may say, take to spirituality, take to Krishna consciousness. But is Krishna consciousness easy? Because oftentimes Prabhupada, we quote Prabhupada, Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness is simple, but not easy. Then I just reflected upon it, yes. If only just problem statement is given and the solution is also given, but then that implementation of solution is so very difficult. And when the solution is so very difficult, there is a natural tendency, we try to leave the problem only. Like I remember a favorite statement of one of the statement of Gaur Gopal Prabhu was very famous. If you have problem in the solution, if you have problem in life and if you have a solution, why worry? And if you have a problem in the life and you have no solution, then why worry? So if you see, problems everybody knows, solution everybody knows, but the problem is the solution is very difficult. So then I just reflected upon it, and often Prabhupada and Maharaj also mentions, spiritual life is difficult for sure, but he says material life is impossible. So we have no solution. Either we have to be just miserable in this world, or we have to strive to come out of this miserable world and take shelter of Krishna. And if we see this whole episode of Jad Bharat Maharaj, not a direct pastime of Krishna, because we say shoka moha bhayapaha, we hear the beautiful pastimes of Krishna, and then the shoka moha and bhaya in the life is removed, and hearing shravanam. But one very important thing is emphasized in this pastime is taking shelter of Guru. Because today's verse is 5.14.8. And first of all, Jad Bharat Maharaj has explained a complete allegory to, or a story of a merchant to Raghugana Maharaj. And Parikshit Maharaj asked the explanation of this. And again, now Shukdev Goswami is giving Parikshit Maharaj this whole explanation. What does it mean, each and every character in this? So verse number 8, which corresponds to the verse number 18 of this chapter, is same. So verse number 8 in last chapter 13, what actual Jad Bharat Maharaj spoke to Rahugan is, sometimes the merchant in the forest wants to climb the hills and mountains, but due to insufficient footwear, his feet are pricked by small stone fragments and by thorns on the mountain. Being pricked by them, he becomes very aggrieved. Sometimes a person who is very attached to his family members, overwhelmed with hunger, and due to his miserable condition, he becomes furious with his family members. And in this purport also, Prabhupada explains the same verse by Prahlad Maharaj, which he takes in this verse, in this also. Tat sadhu manne asurvarya dehinam, sada samudvigna dhyam asat graham, hitvatma patam grahamanda kupam, vanam gatoyat harimashrayeta. Because the sufferings of this material world, really it pierce the heart. There is so much of pain. And same thing Prahlad Maharaj also says to his father. Please go to forest and take shelter of Krishna or Hari. Now somebody may say, preachers should walk his talk. So Prahlad Maharaj was 5 years old child when he spoke to this father, his father, this verse. And somebody may say, oh, but Prahlad Maharaj didn't went to forest. He got married. And he got his son Virochan. His great-grandson was Bali Maharaj. And then how he could take it? So I was hearing to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and he was telling that how these great grihasthas, they execute their duties in their life just to set an example. Because maximum people in this world will opt for this kind of purification. Because Krishna understands everyone. And as Bhagavatam also says, Krishna is Adhyatma Vivikta Chetasa, somewhere it comes. That nobody can understand us better than Krishna. Not even our close friend. To some extent our parents, if we share our heart. But if I get some pain, physical or mental pain, I can just express in word, but nobody can feel that pain. But Krishna is Adhyatma Vivikta Chetasa. He understands our hearts so very nicely. And that's why there is so much of facilities to encourage a living entity to take to spiritual life and come back to Him. And Krishna is so merciful that He has given the various opportunities. That's how the highest knowledge or the sublime knowledge is Bhagavad Gita. In that, in Bhakti Yoga, He gave so many gradations of performing devotional service or coming back to Him. And similarly, spiritual life or devotional service, it gives us an opportunity to purify oneself. So, when I was just thinking, when Prabhupada emphasized here that he says, it is better to prepare oneself in the brahmacharya ashram for austerities and remain a pure brahmachari throughout one's life so that one will not feel the piercing thorns of material life in grihastha ashram. So when Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing that one should become brahmachari, so I thought, what Prabhupada is telling us? Because there are so many instructions, and Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj himself was a grihastha, Shukdev Goswami in a renounced order, giving instructions to Parikshit Maharaj. What does it mean to practice brahmacharya or life of austerity? So it means dedication, dedicated service to Guru and Krishna. And that's why always when it comes to which ashram to choose or which lifestyle to choose or how I can achieve Krishna in my life, this every time almost, because it's one of my favorite verse from Padyavali, Srila Rupa Goswami says, because Prabhupada is writing, one should take the life of austerity and brahmacharya. But Rupa Goswami says, Kashayana cha bhojanadi niyaman navavane vasato vyakhyanadatva muni brihavradat chittodbhavakshiyate kintu svita kalinda shaila tanaya tireshu vikridito. Then he says that we should take shelter of Govinda. Kashayana cha bhojanadi niyaman navavane vasato. Just by changing clothes. Kashayan. Nacha bhojanadi niyaman. Definitely, Prabhupada is speaking about austerities. It helps. But nacha bhojanadi niyaman. Nava vane vasato. Now, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, go to forest. Nava vane vasato. Vyakhyanad. Just by reading books. Vyakhyanad or speaking. Brihavradad. By taking the big vows. Brihavrada. Chittod bhavakshiyate. It's very difficult to overcome this agitated heart. Chittod bhavakshiyate. Then he says, Kintu svita kalinda shailatanaya tireshu vikridita. But Govindasya padarvinda bhajana rambhasya leshadapi. He says, but the most wonderful way is to take shelter of Lord Govinda, who is playing on the banks of Yamuna. Kintu svida kalinda shailatanaya tireshu vikrito and Govindasya padarvinda bhajana rambhasya leshadapi. And even if little devotional service, if we execute to the Supreme Lord, then there is some possibility of chittod bhavakshiyate. Then he was, Radhana Swami Maharaj was telling that somebody may say that, oh, I am practicing since long time, trying to take shelter of Govinda, but still so much of agitation in heart. But he gave very wonderful understanding. Maharaj says, if you accept to Krishna consciousness the process of bhakti, and if we go deep in our heart and if we see, we might not feel so much attraction to Krishna, or it's like we are rushing to the temple or rushing for our bead bags or kirtan, but definitely some taste And if we look back, our perception of seeing the material world has changed. Mind may hanker for some sense pleasure or some activity, but the heart will say, or the mind will say, this is not good for me. That is a very good advancement for a devotee. Even though we are unable to control the senses or the urges, but we have developed enough strength and understanding that this is not good for me. That is the advancement a devotee has done. Then we are reading every day during our prasadam in ashram, the transcendental diary by His Grace Harishori Prabhu. And a very wonderful question is put forward Prabhupada on a morning walk. Somebody asked, I think Pushta Krishna Maharaj or Prabhu that time, that Prabhupada, they say that God is not there. It is just a necessity, he says. That because we need some fatherly figure in life and we need something so that we are controlled, isn't it? And that's why the God is created as a necessity. God is not there because somebody feels it is a necessity that we should have somebody who will control us. Because as this verse says, Govinda Sepada Arvinda, so taking shelter of Govinda, then Prabhupada answered this question. He says, everything in this world is created out of necessity. There is hunger, that's why food is created. We want to see the objects, that's why forms exist. That's why sunlight exists. So, it doesn't mean that there is necessity and you accept something hypothetical. We need something and that's why the something is created. So, it is absolute. And then there's very beautiful discussion. But I was so very amazed to see how Prabhupada says that there is so many necessities in our life and that's why so many things are coming in this world in the name of technological advancement, luxury and so many things. He said, but there is also an absolute necessity. And that actual necessity can be overcome. He says, Govinda Virahename, the last line of Shikshashtakam. The absolute necessity of an individual or a living entity is Krishna or Govinda. Otherwise, Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. So definitely, we have some necessities in this life. Like Maharaj says, I couldn't repeat it as it is, but he says there is enough for everyone's need, but there is very less for the greed. So there is so much of necessities and we try to fulfill those necessities. But the actual necessity of a soul is the Supreme Lord. And unless we try to endeavor in that way to get connected to the Lord or get His mercy, then that absolute necessity can't be overcome. Then I was just thinking that this is called as the forest of enjoyment, what Maharaj is speaking. But we also have a wonderful forest here. That is the Vrindavan, the forest of grace. And so it is a journey of a soul. Like 4th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it explains how there is a Puranjana who resides in this body and suffers. And there is a beautiful preaching by Sri Narad Muni to Prachina Bhari to become Brajajana Ranjana, or from Puranjana to Brajavasi. Similarly, this chapter inspires us from walking our life from forest of enjoyment to the forest of grace. And as I was just reflecting, yes, spiritual life is difficult. In fact, if we see some examples of this forest of grace also, that the perfected devotees or the eternal associates of the Lord, when they have taken the shelter of this forest of grace, in order to teach us that the spiritual life may be difficult, but material life is impossible, there are so many beautiful examples. If we see in the forest, there are wild animals. So when Shar Goswamis, they were in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So definitely is Vrindavana Ramyasthan Divya Chinta Mani Dham. But we have beautiful pastimes that how Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was performing his bhajan, there also the tiger came. And Krishna himself was standing with stick to, you know, protect Srila Raghunath Das Goswami from the tiger. Or this wonderful picture, or we worship at Raghunath Das Goswami, that how Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is performing his bhajan at Radha Kund, and Srimati Radharani is holding her pallu or her cloth to cover Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Enduring all the difficulties just to please Krishna. So, and also this chapter explains that how there are envious people in this world who are compared to poisonous snake. But we are fortunate to visit this bhajan place of Srila Haridas Thakur. I think it's Fuliagram, that the cave where Haridas Thakur was chanting, and there was a poisonous serpent staying there. And by the bhajan of Srila Haridas Thakur, even the poisonous snake got transformed, and he left the cave and kept place for Srila Haridas Thakur. Then this forest of enjoyment, it says there are mosquitoes and there are crickets and different animals and birds and beasts and insects are mentioned. And it is mentioned these crickets or this some of them are compared to the government tax collectors. So recently only we paid the tax for our temple and everything. So yes, definitely we have to pay the tax. And this chapter explains that how that we earn with so much of efforts. And I didn't understood this because parents pay the taxes and we are just students and working. But we may say this is my house, this is my land, but everywhere, for everything we are taxed, and everywhere we have to take permission. I may earn so much of money, purchase a house or purchase a land, but even in order to make house, we have to take permission. So I don't know how we can say it is mine. Then you have to pay tax over it, everything. So much of misses in this world, and such kind of tax collectors are compared to the mosquitoes. So then I thought a parallel of mosquitoes in forest of grace also. We know on the banks of Manasi Ganga, Srila Sanatan Goswami used to perform bhajan, right? Manasi Ganga, there is Chakleshwar Mahadev, and there were mosquitoes disturbing his bhajan. And this is Shravan Mas going on, yesterday was Monday, and there is Chakleshwar Mahadev. It is said, Lord Shiva, Vaishnavana Vithashambho himself appeared and told the Devtas of mosquitoes that you should not trouble Srila Sanatan Goswami because he is performing his bhajan here. Then also this forest of enjoyment describes that how there are different animals troubling. And I was just thinking, also Lord Chaitanya entered Vrindavan, and before entering Vrindavan, he went through Jharikhand forest. And in that beautiful pastime, Lord has shown that how by Sankirtan, even the tiger was embracing the deer, and there was a beautiful scene. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was so very amazed to see that this is Vrindavan, the forest of grace. That how, so when I was just thinking, when Jadbharat Maharaj is saying that family life is so much entanglement, so much troublesome, but if you take shelter of Krishna, so the whole situation is turned and it becomes the grace of the Lord. And that's how Srimad Bhagavatam gives the wonderful examples of so many grahasthas, Kardam Muni and Mother Devahuti, so nicely serving Devahuti. It is very nicely mentioned in that episode that Mother Devahuti in the beginning didn't perform any devotional service as such of chanting, of hearing or doing some worship. No, she was completely assisting Kardam Muni. That was her service. And what happened? When she pleased Kardam Muni, all the good fortune of spiritual life came upon him. So when we see these different ashramas, Chaturvarna Maya Srishtam, or these char varnas and char ashrams Krishna has given us, or Lord's arrangement, is to purify oneself. And so even if the household life is difficult, still by accepting the spiritual master and practicing under his guidance, one can walk through the material forest of enjoyment or the unsurpassable ocean of material existence. In 10th canto, 2nd chapter, Prayers by Demigods, very wonderful words it comes that Tvayambujaksha khilasatvadhamni samadhina veshita chetasaika tvatpadapotena mahat kritena kurvanti govatsapadam bhavabdhim. So he says, Tvayam Bhujaksha Khila Sattva Dhamni. Definitely, when Bhagavatam is emphasizing so much of futility of the material world, and even this, and this verse is not talking about Graha Medhis, the word uses Grahastha. So yes, it is difficult. But then Bhagavatam says, but if you take shelter of Krishna, Tvayam Bhujaksha Khila Sattva Dhamni, that lotus-eyed Lord, if you take shelter of the lotus feet of that Supreme Lord, then that unsurpassable ocean becomes the size of the hoof of a calf print. And then one can easily cross. And that boat is, what is that boat compared to? That boat is compared to the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, definitely, and also the instructions of the spiritual master. And that verse explains that the great souls utilizing this boat has crossed over this material ocean and also has kept that boat for us so that we can also cross over the ocean. And this boat is the transcendental instructions of the spiritual master. Then again it comes in Srimad Bhagavatam when Srila Narad Muni is giving instructions to Yudhishthir Maharaj in 7th canto, 15th chapter. He describes the responsibilities of a grahastha, of a brahmachari, and the different ashramas. And he also explains the same very beautiful instruction that irrespective of the ashram or the status of life, one can cross over the ocean of this material existence. He says, Rajas tamascha satvena satvam cha upashamena cha etat sarvam guror bhaktya purushahi labhate anjasa. So he says that it's very difficult to overcome this material world. Why? Because it is made up of three modes. Rajas tamascha satvena. One has to overcome ignorance by the mode of passion. One has to overcome the mode of passion by mode of goodness. But he says, etat sarvam guror bhaktya. But if somebody takes shelter of the spiritual master, etat sarvam guror bhaktya, then what happens? Purushahi labhate anjasa. Then immediately one can overcome the three modes, and not only that, one can accept, one can receive the Supreme Lord in his life. Definitely in the Vedic context, so much emphasis is given on renunciation. That's how Lord Chaitanya also taught that Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikshartham Ekam Purusham Puranam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari. That Lord Chaitanya himself has taught two things, Vairagya Vidya, but with that Nija Bhakti Yogam. But sometimes just only renunciation is emphasized, and that too just for some meager goals. Like some may say, Danda Grahana Matrena Naronharayana Bhavet, or something like that. Only until and unless we renounce this world, completely reject the idea of this world, then only we can spiritually perfect. No. The spiritual life is very practical, and under the guidance of Guru, we can take shelter of Krishna and perfect our life. Definitely, in external sense, sometimes the ashramas can be seen as given more respect or so. But the ultimate thing is purification and surrender to the Supreme Lord. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj has given a glass on the same verse, and he was just emphasizing and giving purport of this understanding of Srila Prabhupada, that why Prabhupada is telling that Brahmachari ashram should be accepted. So he was telling that if somebody who wants to strictly follow, and he gives various examples of Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, and Lord Chaitanya himself accepting sannyas. Why? For the betterment of the world and preach this Krishna consciousness. So if one, when Prabhupada says one should accept this Brahmacharya ashram for austerities and remain a pure Brahmacharya throughout one's life, one should definitely do that, he says. That is recommended. But also he says, Prabhupada also says that we don't want bachelor daddies. So he says that what is needed is to accept what is favorable for the Krishna consciousness and how I can attain Krishna in what state of my life. I read a beautiful statement. It comes and there was a picture of Krishna also. And that picture mentions that Krishna says, or Bhagavad Gita mentions, I don't know this because it may not be related to Gita, but very nice quote. It says that सम्मान जो है वह समय का और स्थिति का होता है और व्यक्ति उसको अपना समझ लेता है. सो समटाइम्स वी जस्ट लुक आफ्टर द रिस्पेक्ट. वाई लाइक दिस पर्पोट ऑल्सो एक्सप्लेन्स दैट द पर्सन हैज़ टू टेक सो मच ऑफ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज, हैज़ टू गेट अ गृहस्थ, हैज़ टू गेट हिज चिल्ड्रन मैरिड. एंड वाई सो मच टेंशन? बिकॉज नीड सो मच ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट. No authority to speak, but still what Maharaj says and what it is general, that pompous arrangement of things and spending so much of money and luxuries just to show, just to respect, or people should come and encourage or appreciate. But the real happiness is if we can accept Krishna in our life, and that's the real thing, or the vacuum in the heart. I would like to end with the verse by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Vrindashtakam, that what can be our inspiration, our sincere endeavors to get the grace of Sri Vrindavan. He says, Taram Januryatra Vidhirya Yache Sadbhakta Chudamani Uddhavopi Vikshaiva Madhurya Dhuram Tadasmin Mamastu Vrindavana Eva Vasam. So it's a beautiful Vrindavan Ashtakam given by Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and he is praying to Krishna that please give me residence in Vrindavan. So he says, what is the speciality of Vrindavan? Taram Janur Yatra Vidhirya Yache. So this is the place, this forest of grace. Brahmaji didn't want to become a great devotee or associate of the Lord or some high position in Vrindavan. He says, Taram Januryatra Vidhirya Yache. Brahmaji wants to become a stone. And Sadbhakta Chudamani Uddhavopi. And this Chudamani Bhakta Uddhav, he wants to become the creeper in Vrindavan. Why? Vikshaiva Madhurya Dhure Tadasmin. Just to see and witness this wonderful pastimes of the Lord with his devotees. Oh my Lord, please give me residence in that Vrindavan. So, thank you very much. Please forgive me. I couldn't touch more to today's purport, as whatever I could reflect and do, I just try to speak. Please forgive for anything if I spoke which is wrong. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Any comments are welcome. Hare Krishna. I would request His Grace Adi Kesha Prabhu to please comment one line or so, because this is what he might have conveyed.
I was just thinking about the verse which you said, that in faith and devotion someone... So I think about Brahmacharya life. You are completely faith and devotion, you are taking shelter. So what are your challenges?
Is it a question or...
Grahastha life, that is elaborate, that it is like climbing a hill. Thorns and pebbles and all, but still. So Brahmacharya's life is the most safest life, then why should there be any problem?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Actually, I also thought that, and it is very nice, but you are talking about the further entering inside the forest. What is the first thing a jiva is caught? Is the plunderers. So other secondary things comes later. First you get succumbed to the plunderers, then the next thing follows. So that's how Prahlad Maharaj also says, many senses are like the many wives. So one may say, oh, what is the difficulty? Prabhupada also says, what is the difficulty? Definitely there is no difficulty if we genuinely and sincerely take shelter. But I feel the biggest challenge is samskaras. And in this class, His Grace Radhanath Maharaj writes a beautiful statement for brahmacharis. He says, from where I should read? But the reality is, for most people in this world, they require that type of purification. That is the grihastha life. Why? Because are just not sincere and capable enough. Sincerity is one aspect, but also karmically we have to have the capability to be pure brahmacharis. So it needs the as abhyas yogena yuktena vairagena, like Krishna says. So I think it's a practice and the shelter, and definitely challenges are same. And to deal with the senses is the most difficult thing. The other things comes later. So the biggest stumbling blocks is the to deal with the senses and mind. That's why niraharasya dehinam rasovarjam. If we get the taste, then the ashram is not the problem in that any case. But if that rasovarjam, rasopyasya, if the taste for material things doesn't decrease and the taste for spiritual life doesn't increase, then whichever corner of the world we are in, we are in the same situation, externally, whatever may be the status of life. Sorry, Guruji. Thank you, sir.
So I can ask one question. So you are a preacher. So you said in the beginning of the class that people don't want to take responsibility, but they want the pleasure. So we are seeing the trend now. Even girls, they don't want to get married. Boys also are of the same. And it looks very attractive, because those who are married are very miserable. And there are so many unstable family life, divorces, and the divorces are so difficult. So this looks very attractive. So how are you going to tell them that you are going to suffer?
Yes. Very easy, Prabhuji, in one sense. Because Krishna says, nectar in the beginning, poison in the end. Poison in the beginning, nectar at the end. So, yes, there is a concept of living relationship and enjoyment, but it doesn't give, because we are an emotional sentient being. And for the bodily pleasures, we may change the partners, but definitely a person is looking for somebody who can hear to him and who can listen to him. And that need will always be there. And that's how whatever person may say, he has to accept. Because when we see Vedic scripture speaks about grihastha life, it speaks about responsibility and the kind of the what you can say, how the person is uplifted spiritually also and live in this world. The person who is just looking for the bodily pleasures will struggle, will suffer, because the sense gratification has a limit. And that's why we see the Western world. We can give the example. And even Maharaj says that the India is becoming westernized now, but what is the result? Those who free mixing or free living, are they happy? They are the most miserable person in the world. Because Krishna's words can't be untrue. This just has to be realized. Dukkha yonai evate. Rather, I would say, if you see, because at least Vedic civilization, Maharaj says, some sprinkling of happiness is there, and then person is given more responsibilities and he is slowly elevated. Here, there is only dukkha. And if there is only idea of enjoyment, then that's how people struggle and suffer. And then that's how there is so many suicide and frustration, depression. And we can see from the hippie culture or the westernized society how they suffer because of lack of these things actually. And yes, if so much is like this example only, this chapter explains that when there is so much of storm, then what happens? There's so much of dirt and the person gets blind out of that dirt. So this desire is explained to that. Because in this material world, so much of advertisement of pleasure is done, and certainly sensual pleasure, person becomes blind. But he is struggling, he is suffering, and there is an end to this material enjoyment. And that's how people come to take to Krishna consciousness. I feel that's how Prabhupada says when he met the hippies, that why you take drugs? They say, we want to stay high. So Prabhupada says, I will give something by which you can stay high forever. So this would nourish the soul properly if they follow the Vedic civilization or scriptures. If they not, then definitely there is some pleasure in the beginning, but that will be the cause of their misfortune. And it is very easy. Your doctor also, Prabhuji, we see that there is a limitation to the senses and the enjoyment we can do. And ultimately that is not the thing we are looking for. So there is some point in our life. And that's how Maharaj says, this world is made in such a way, you want to enjoy, 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 enjoy. And the point will come, you'll become frustrated. And then you look for the spiritual things. If somebody is fortunate, he may experience it soon. If somebody is unfortunate, he may just get the pain of this world and suffer in this. And I think the best solution what Maharaj offers is, that's how this preaching of Krishna consciousness, calling people, giving them prasad, making them dance. If they get an alternative, why person will go for it? Thank you so much. Sorry for extending. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.